Welcome. This is part two of What is Deliverance on the Free Indeed podcast with Brother Dave and Brother Rand. I hope this blesses you. I hope you enjoy it. And all glory to our Lord and King, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So this leads to the next question, Brother Randy. And we might have to part two this.
Yes, sir.
We might have to break this episode up into two, which is fine because this is a heavy subject that we have to break down.
Yes, sir.
We'll see how it goes. But the next question here is where can I get deliverance? Where? And let me tell you something. This is a tough one because there's a lot of false deliverance ministries out there. There's a lot of people that think they're anointed for deliverance, but they're not. And there's also a lot of people that they're making merchandise out of deliverance.
And I'm gonna say this to you. Maybe another time we can say names, but I'm not gonna say it right now. But there's a minister, and he's written some books that are very good books. I mean, really good books. And he's a deliverance minister. But if somebody's making a show, that's not your person, in my opinion.
Mm.
If the attention is drawn to the minister instead of the King of Glory, and if they're using people as an example before other people, broadcast to the, you know, it might be all right if we had a group of 10 people and everybody agrees, okay, it's okay to get delivered there. But when you got something where hundreds of people are watching that and it goes and it becomes a show, that's not your ministry. If you called them up and you wanted deliverance and they said, well, send me $600 and I'll give you an hour, that's not your minister.
Right.
And you got to look at fruit, and we'll go into some things later, but I'm going to tell you, if they're holding up a cross to kick out the demons, that's not your minister. We kick out, and listen, we bring people that and explain repentance. We explain confessing your sin. We explain breaking the legal rights. We explain cutting ties. We kick demons out, egbalo, remove them like you're throwing an anchor off the ship. That's Jesus' work. He does it. He backs his ministers.
Mm-hmm.
He does it. And then we pray for their healing. But I'm going to tell you something. We don't use Bibles on the head, and we don't use icons, and we don't use anything. We simply use the name of Jesus. And he could tell you to anoint somebody with oil, but that's right there in the Word. See, that's right there. So you just have to watch. You have to look. You have to seek the Lord, first of all, where to go. But I just gave you a few knots. Where to go, we'll help you. There are good ministries that we could recommend. It doesn't have to be us. We want to see people helped.
I mean, that's the whole reason we're going to be having multiple different people from multiple different ministries
to introduce that
we believe are doing deliverance. Actually, you know, we don't have to have 100% agreement on styles and this, that, and the other. But the goal is to see people free. If they share that goal, we want them on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're doing things scripturally. Now, I want to warn people, and I mean this in no offense to anyone that listened to this. If they're part of the Catholic Church or any of its offsprings or the Orthodox Church or a lot of these really big mega ministries, I highly recommend staying away from them. I would just avoid them like the plague. I would avoid the Catholics do not do deliverance. They do a different form of it, and you're really just trading one demon for another.
So if you went to a witch doctor and you had an affliction, or the Bone Lady in New Orleans, or a shaman, and you went and you had a certain affliction, they work their powder, work their magic, bury their bone, do whatever they do, your affliction might go away. And sometimes, often does. But mm-hmm. what it is there's been an exchange of the demons. One set for another, And then you're in a whole nother level of bondage, setting you up for perhaps the car wreck. So maybe you went to the bone lady and all your warts disappeared, but you have a car wreck, or your child does 3 years later, because that transaction with the devil cost you. So it is with the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
So it is.
And also, yeah, I would say I would stay away from ministries that that do make a big show out of it. Okay. It can be theatrical at times because of how some spirits resist and fight. And it can be a little intense at times. And it can be, I mean, I'm sure you've had those knockdown, drag out, you're pouring sweat at the end of it. You feel like you couldn't lift your head up hardly. I have too, but we're talking about the intentionality of it. If someone's just intentionally making this show, like they're a magician of some sort, you want to get away from that as far away from that as possible. And here's the wild thing about deliverance. Someone could be a wicked, evil man that is in all kinds of sin, that is just trying to make money or whatever, and you could get deliverance because it's about your faith in Jesus. But me as a deliverance minister, and I know Brother Rand is the same way, I want to be almost like they don't even remember who I am. I want them to know Jesus. They could say, yes, some dude prayed for me 10 years ago and I got a lot of deliverance. It got me closer to Jesus, and that would fill my heart with joy.
Amen.
I don't matter. So I don't matter in this. You know, only God matters.
Only Him. I've done many, 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 many mass deliverances. And I tell the people, don't worry about the ones over there. Y'all loose hands. Don't be hugging each other. Focus on you and the Lord. Let Him do His work. Because over here, somebody could be screaming and all it is a stubborn demon throwing a fit and you've got 50 more than he does. And they're coming out. And so we don't make a show of that. And the truth is, if somebody was really, 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 really manifesting that heavily, we'll pull them out so that we continue with the others and go minister to those people privately and deal with that. Not that we're in there for deliverance, but if other now, and then, hallelujah, we would never pull a person up and expose them. We pray for them privately so we do group deliverance. We do private deliverance. We do group deliverance. We do teams with people, but the whole thing is. And I'm going to tell you something. I have expertise. I do. Knowledge. That say some other parts of my, that are different than some of the other parts of my team. Right? So sometimes people will want to come and wait on my chair. And I won't let them. I will not let them. I tell them, you go to the first open chair because you're coming for Jesus to do this work, not Randy Ritchie. Right. You go to Him. Now, if my people send them to me, that's another thing.
Right.
But we're going to let the Lord get His glory, because we're going to say that, listen, there's an old song said, ain't no rock going to cry in my place. We are no tree going to wave its branches. We're going to give glory to the Lord. It's all Him.
So some of the places you can find, and I agree, it is, it's all about Him. Some of the places you can find deliverance, we've kind of laid out an outline of like what not to go to. But what you're wanting to look for are people that are not looking for money. Number one, it's one thing to say, hey, look, donation box is over there. Or if you want to donate to our ministry, it's over there. We're not talking about that. If someone has an hourly rate, we charge $100 an hour for deliverance. Run, don't go to it. I'm just telling you, you may have heard someone call and say, oh, I went and saw this person. It cost me $300 and I feel so much better. I'm telling you, do not do it. Don't do it. You find someone that does it for free. Think about Him. He says, money. Money or this I have not, but all I have, I give freely.
Silver and gold, I have none, but what I have, I give unto thee.
Yeah. He says, and, you know, rise in Jesus' name, basically. So, I would drastic like I've told you that's the number one thing to look for, is money. Is money involved? If there is, run.
The thing is, and I know in my own ministry, people have blessed me over the years. I've never asked them. And when they even ask, where can I send it? I say, I'm not expecting you to. Well, I would like to. Then I'll tell them. Because what happens is that there's no way for it not to become about money.
Right. If you turn it into a job, that's what happens. So another thing to look for is if you have a deliverance minister that is doing some strange, just if you feel this check in your spirit and there's this strangeness, or if you feel stuff coming into you, right, that doesn't feel good, you're like, this don't feel right. You need to listen to that. You need to listen to that. Now, like if you're in front of an anointed deliverance minister, those demons are going to freak out. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a check in your spirit where it's like, wow, something's not right here. Okay?
A good tool, and I'm going to tell you, this is for every spiritual event you'll ever be a part of, ever.
Yeah.
It's, Father, in the name of Jesus, I accept everything you have for me, and I reject nothing you want to give me or do for me, but any other spirit I utterly refuse and reject.
Amen.
And you set the table for what you're going to receive before you go in.
That's a good way.
Local service, local church, even. Come on.
Yeah, any spiritual thing, you know, even if someone's like, you know, you need prayer from someone and someone lays their hands to pray for you, they might get into a soulish prayer. You know, they might get into a psychic prayer of some sort where they're in essence doing witchcraft that, you know, you're not aware of, or you're not keen or to understand that that's what they're doing.
Don't go to a place with fire tunnels.
Don't go to a place where there's holy, like these people falling out all the time and there's no demons getting cast out. Okay.
And the drunkenness, all really, that. Yeah. It's simple because listen, if the Holy Spirit brings a spirit of self-control and you can't even talk and you slobber and you're falling down, that apparently isn't him.
Right.
And drunkenness is a curse and we're told to be sober. You be sober and vigilant. Your enemy, the devil, goes around as a roaring lion. And go read Titus about how many times you're told to be sober. So you there, can't. Go ahead, Doug. Go ahead.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right, brother. Go read Titus. You know.
Hallelujah.
And seek after, you know, people that you can find good track records for. Check out their ministries. Ask other people that, you know, hey, have you ever heard of these people? Vet them out. Check them out. You know, just like when you go on Amazon and you're like, I'm checking the reviews before I buy this.
Yeah.
You don't just jump in. Some other couple of things that you're going to want to look for is if they put a really heavy burden on you. You know, they come at you real sideways. Well, we're going to need you to come to 50 services before we'll pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need you to become a church member to donate and all this before we can assign you to our deliverance team or whatever it is. Just trust me on this. They may be doing deliverance, but it should not be a bondage to get to it. And the other big thing to look out for, and I'm sure Brother Randy has seen this as well, is when there are people that try to get your demons out of you and put them in themselves. And they'll say, well, I'll deal with these demons. You're good.
Yeah. Bad news.
Bad news. Run away from that. There's, you know, well, why don't you just come into me? Anything like that. You just run. Okay.
Well, what you're going to have is two people manifesting the same demons. I'll never forget reading Pigs in the Parlor many years ago, and a man's wife did that. They were ministering. I think it was Frank Hammond, his wife, and she laid hands on this lady and said, stubborn demon, come out of her and into me. And he said immediately both of them were throwing fits and were displaying stubbornness instead of just one. That's not the technique.
You know, right. You don't want to do that. That's lot of that is witches pretending to be ministers, and they're trying to collect all these demons because they believe that these demons give them power. So there are resources you can find. I know there's websites that have deliverance maps where you can look up locally. You can reach out to a lot of deliverance ministers on their Facebook, on their YouTubes, on their stuff, and say, hey, how do I get in contact with you to, you know, schedule deliverance? But, you know, you need to make sure you qualify as being ready for deliverance in all of this. Am I, you yeah. sit down, am I willing to forgive, and am I willing to stop that sin?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get deliverance if you won't.
And the thing is if you're going into it and all you want to do is have demons cast out, so you're doing better instead of living for the Lord and loving him. And when you fall back, the truth is the scripture is very clear that if you don't cleanse that and the house is clean and new furniture isn't put in or it's empty. So when we say new furniture, that means the word of God, living for God, living an obedient life, pursuing the living God. If you don't do those things and you go back to your vomit, you get worse. God lived, you know, listen, a real example of that be somebody quits smoking cigarettes and God gives them a glorious deliverance. They don't even have any withdrawals. And man, they're cruising along. It was wonderful. Then they pick it up. The next time, it's not that easy.
It's not. It's like digging out one of them Alabama ticks.
Hallelujah.
So why do I need deliverance?
To draw closer to Jesus.
There's really no other answer, folks. There's really no other answer. We could tell you about all the benefits. We could tell you, you know, I can tell you how I used to be with certain things and how I'm not anymore. And how that, you know, there's certain thought patterns I can't even go down anymore.
Exactly.
Tormenting thoughts I used to have that are gone. All kinds of stuff. Just gone. Just gone.
Thank you,
it's
Lord.
Not there anymore.
It's not who you are.
So why wouldn't you want that? And why wouldn't you want to get closer to Jesus at the same time?
And in that drawing closer to the Lord, now hear me. Deliverance is not just for yourself. And that's the whole thing. Our problem, I said, you know, all sin is breaking God's commandments, but really all sin is also selfishness. It's just selfishness.
Right.
You know, I mean, because our sin affects everybody else too. And when you really have a new nature and you become a new creation in Christ and he begins to work on you, then there comes a place you get delivered and those that are, and he said, freely you were given, freely give. Why wouldn't you want to be able to? So again, why wouldn't you want to help somebody else? Why wouldn't you want to be, and you may not be, let me tell you something. Maybe all you're anointed to do is love people and share what he's done for you, but you're willing to do that. I made that allusion to the Walmart. Can you talk to a perfect stranger and tell them how much they're loved and what the Lord has done for you? And if you aren't, even though you might not be smoking dope anymore, you might not be drinking to excess anymore, you might not be whoremongering anymore, you might not be a warmonger anymore, but you can't show the love of God to somebody else who desperately needs it. You need some more deliverance. We want to be
right.
Free people, helping people, loving people, and it's not just about us.
Another thing that came to mind is, you know, that is our goal, is to teach people how to do deliverance. And, you know, some of the people that I pray deliverance for, I tell them, you know, I think the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you that he wants you to start praying deliverance for people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing to watch out for with deliverance ministers, if it's all about them,
yeah.
I'm the deliverance minister, it's me, all of this is about me. That, as you know, I want to see 30 people praying deliverance, so I'd rather sit back and watch them than 30 people lined up and I got to pray for them. You got what I'm saying?
And there's a truth, Dave, even us sitting right here, and when we're praying for people together, we both have to lay down at times, let the other guy work.
Right.
For the benefit of the people. But
right, right. Not. So they don't think it's, oh, everything's Brother Randy. Everything's, yeah. He's just a mighty, he's just so, you know, and all this. And look, man, I'll let Jesus say anything like that over me. I don't care to hear that from anyone else. I don't care to hear that or think that. If Jesus wants to say something about me, thank you, Father. But, you know, everything else, I don't want to hear it. My goal is to decrease so that he may increase. All right? To quote
so, and when
one
I
of our beloved brothers, John.
That we have to lay that down. I'm not saying because either one of us is wanting to be the man. It's just both within both of us is a gift that God has put in to help people, and we love people. And so we, at times, as a team, have to sit back and say, okay, let him run. Then I come and run. And then he lets me run. And then he comes and then we
just I have this blueprint for a deliverance squad. It has 5 people in it. Maybe we'll save that for a different episode. So, but yeah, it's a team effort. Mm-hmm. There's Jesus and us, not me and everybody else.
Amen.
So,
hallelujah.
How, our last question in the who, what, when, where, and how, or why, and how is the last question to answer because it sums up the whole thing. How do I get deliverance? Mm-hmm. How? And I want to explain something before we get into this, okay? Repenting to not stealing anymore is deliverance. Getting a demon of diabetes cast out of you is deliverance. Cleaning up your diet and not destroying God's temple, because that your body is the temple of God. And he says, I will not hold him guiltless who destroys my temple. So cleaning up your body is deliverance. The right diet is deliverance. Fasting is deliverance. Reading God's word and meditating on it daily is deliverance.
Quit watching TV, what you used to watch.
Right. That's deliverance.
The music.
You know, how many people, when they read God's law and they find out, oh, I shouldn't be keeping that Christmas, they stopped doing Christmas and now they're not bankrupt half the year because they spent way more money than they could afford on Christmas. That's deliverance. What about people that, you know, I counsel people on fixing their diets as well. You know that. That's happened many
spirit,
times.
Soul, and body.
Right. I mean, you can't expect like certain things to stay away from you if you're opening the door for them. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd really appreciate if I didn't get that cirrhosis of the liver. Okay, well, you need to stop drinking the bottle of liquor a day. Mm-hmm. Well, I just want deliverance from my cirrhosis. I don't want to give up the liquor. Well, that's not how it works. Mm-mm. I don't want this diabetes anymore. Okay, stop eating 7 Twinkies a day. Well, I mean, can't I just get healed and keep eating my Twinkies? That's how most people are, man. Like, it sucks, but that's how most people are. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. Mm-hmm. And that's why if you don't want to go the right path, you can go to the pharmakia route. And you can be taking all these pills and all these drugs to extend your life when this sin should have already killed you.
And it's destroying you anyway.
And it's destroying you.
Yeah.
Right.
Poisoning you, taking your money.
So how? How do I get deliverance, Brother Randy?
Well, all deliverance, all of it. It begins, as we said earlier, with repentance. That means a change of mind. I don't want to live that way anymore. I want to live for you, Lord. Secondly, it's the confessing of sin. I always tell people when you get saved, it's like you fired a shotgun prayer. Oh, God, I'm a sinner. Save me. Save me. But when you get delivered, you need to fire pointed rifle shots, single shots. Lord, forgive me. I for being in unforgiveness, and I forgive my father, my mother, my sister. And then you go through, and even to the detail. And then I forgive me for the fornication. You have to confess your faults to the Lord, who is just and faithful to forgive you and me, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Amen.
You have to confess. Now, when it comes to deliverance, because deliverance is getting the, now look, we're talking the act. And Dave laid the table for a whole ball of wax, but we're talking right now about the base and the act of deliverance, the expelling of demons to start with. It's not going to work, be effective, stay effective, unless you turn your heart to God, you confess your sins to the Lord. That is 1 John 1:9. And then James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and you'll be healed. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Second right behind that. So listen, there are times that now there's self-deliverance, but boy, when you're first started, you need some help. If you got something that you're not able to get yourself delivered from, you need some agreement. You need to humble yourself. And that's a big part of the problem is people are prideful. So James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and you're saved. So repentance, turning, confession, admitting the problem, and then we break any curses that came. And listen, we're even confessing not just us, but for our ancestors, what they did. I can't repent for them. They're already dead. I can't repent for another man. But I can say, I'm sorry they did it, and I don't agree anymore. And that is identifying with that that's come down my
blood. And I can show people passages in the Torah and in the prophets and in the Apocrypha and in many other places of the scripture where ancestral repentance is a thing.
Exactly.
Asking for forgiveness for yourself and your forefathers.
And the nation.
And the nation.
It's identification.
And even pray. Look, y'all ever been just walking along and you just feel this urge to just pray for Egypt or China or India or what? And you're just like, why am I praying for India or whatever? You know, sometimes you just have that. Lord, help. Save as many as you can in India. Help as many people, you know, and you don't know why you're doing it.
So the scripture says he searches the world over looking for one to find himself, show himself strong for, but he also says he searched for one to make up the hedge and he couldn't find anybody. So right. When you're praying,
and we're called India, to be the repairers of the breach.
When you're praying for India, the Lord is putting on your heart because he wants some agreement so he can go over there and save some Hindus or some Muslims or whoever's there. And so that's what that is. You're making up the hedge for them. But see, so we're gonna come in. We're gonna repent. We're gonna turn. We're gonna confess our sin and our ancestors' sin. We're gonna break the curses that have come in as a result of sin. And then we're gonna command demons to leave in Jesus' name. And
we're gonna command healings. We're gonna command.
Pray.
We're gonna come out of lies. We're gonna come into the truth. I mean, listen. Some deliverance sessions I've been in, brother, not one demon has left.
Yeah.
But a whole bunch of lies have been torn down.
Strongholds torn down. Yeah.
Right. So then the path for demons to leave is starting to get open. Right. So, you know, some people, they just need to be heard even. Sometimes people just need to be heard. They need to pop that cork off the bottle of everything they've been bottling up. So and even that is a deliverance.
The Catholic Church perverted confession. So the confessing faults one to another is a true deal. That, and I'll tell people, that don't mean you go in the pulpit in the church and tell everybody what you did. You go, that's after you're healed and whole and delivered and you're given testimony. But on the way there, you have to find somebody that loves the Lord, that'll point you to Jesus, that won't condemn you, that'll help you get free, that you can get that out. And there's many a time when since it's the truth, you know, that sets you free. When the table begins to get set and somebody's preaching or teaching the truth, I've watched people, you have too, Dave, all of a sudden the truth hit their mind and they're yawning and demons are leaving and we didn't say go.
Oh yeah. I've been speaking the truth before and seeing just demons manifest. No.
Yeah.
You know, just freaking out.
Yeah.
Doing it, no.
Yeah.
And it's because something's happening in that person's mind where they're coming into the agreement and they're saying, I refuse to believe this anymore. And that demon's getting torn out of there.
Yeah.
Because just because of their mental agreement with their the agreement. Truth.
their agreement. Right. The truth, you know, is what sets you free.
So that caps how to get deliverance is to be submissive and willing to accept the truth and come out of the lie. And there are people like me and Rand and many other people that we've learned techniques, we've learned warfare tactics, we've learned ways to pray, we've learned, you know, he's got a thing where he has people ask the Holy Spirit to reveal bad soul ties, and they, as an act of faith, chop it with their hand. And you should watch someone. They're manifesting for 5 minutes straight, cut doing this with their hand.
See, the Lord gave that to me because I used to take them through and ask, you know, and then let's find out who it is. Watch. And then they would pray, and then we would write it down, and we would go through the names. And the Lord said, you know, and what I saw is, boy, when you do that, God's showing them. He's showing them. And I tell them, this is not something you're thinking. I bound that we bind the devil, and we ask God, and he shows them, and what he shows, he wants to deal with.
Right.
I do get free.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Well, I hope this has been a good primer for deliverance. If you were ever like, man, I have no clue what all this is. And listen, I just want to touch on this before we get off. Fasting is crucial. If you are going to step into to deliverance and the walk as a believer, you need to learn how to fast. And if you can't fast, seek deliverance for fast-breaking spirits and spirits that have a hold on your willpower. You should be able to not put food in your mouth for 3 to 5 days. If you can't, there's something wrong, okay? You should not be day and a half in, oh, I'm going to die. Everything's, oh. You know, that's, and there's something there freaking out because you're actually resisting it. And so you've got to, you know, you can't discount how strong fasting is. One of the strongest deliverances I've ever had before I even knew how to cast demons out, that they could be casted out, was I fasted for 9 days to be released from nicotine addiction. 9 days.
Uh-huh.
It's not that I said I'm fasting for 9 days or it was, God, I'm fasting till you take this away. I was prepared to go as far as I could go.
Yep.
And on the 9th day, he delivered me of it. So I'm telling you right now, fasting. Oh, there's no one around that can pray deliverance for me. Lord, I'm fasting because I won't release from this, and you fast until it's gone. And even if you trip up and eat, you go, oh, back on the fast.
You get back.
Because the devil goes, oh, well, you messed up. You're going to have to redo it all. He gets people up in these, like, no, it has to be this way, and this is what's got to be. It's just a bunch of bull.
You know, when you stumble, and I shared this with it, like, him, listen to me. We don't want to sin on purpose, right? We don't. Yeah, the Bible says we've been given a garment of salvation and robes of righteousness. They've got to be brilliant white. Why would we jump in a mud puddle? But if we stumbled into one or we got pushed, when we're going to Jesus, we're going to the cleaners. Do you know that it's an act of obedience to repent?
Mm-hmm.
It's an act of obedience to confess your sin. So you are taking the act of disobedience, and you're destroying what it did by running to the one that paid for it all.
Right. Amen.
It only works when you care about him. The fear of the Lord, listen, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And yes, there's the reverence for God, Almighty God, creator of all, could snuff us out in a minute, all of that. Some people need to scare him. Some people need to be a little scared at first until they know how much he loves them and how good he is and why you wouldn't serve him. But I'm going to say the high road to the fear of the Lord is you just care about what he cares about. You care about, and you decide that what he says is right, what he says is wrong, and what he says about you is true.
And you know, maybe this message is for someone. This just came to my mind. A lot of people think, well, you just don't know what I've been dealing with. You don't know how bad this booger is. You don't know how strong these demons are that I've got. You just don't know what I've been through and all this other stuff. I want to explain something to you. If you could imagine in your mind a completely pitch black room with no light whatsoever in it, and if you could imagine a massive candle with a huge big wick getting lit and put in that room, no matter what that darkness wants to do, it cannot encroach upon that light. It's the only the opposite way. Only the light can encroach upon the darkness. And so no matter how bad you think you got it, no matter how bad you think the devil is, if you ask for the light, which is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to help you, no darkness can withstand it. Amen. That's just how darkness works. Amen. When the sun comes up, during the day, no, there's no darkness. All the darkness has to flee.
So, and you talked about how you're saying how bad things are and what I did and all this. Listen to me. Only Yeshua is the creator. Only Jesus is the creator. The devils belong to him.
Right.
The demons
belong to him. He said through him and by him were all principalities and powers and thrones and dominions created.
So there was a rebellion on their part before man ever rebelled, and the fallen angels. And so hear me, but they're not bigger than God. So the people that don't get free, honestly, hear me, it's because they're allowing the enemy to magnify himself as if they're looking at a magnifying glass at the devil and turning around to look at God. The Lord is the big God, and Jesus is the strongest man, and you got to know that you know that you know that he's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent, and he wants you, and he loves you, and he fights for you, and he'll destroy your enemy if you only agree with him.
Amen. Well, I want to end on that one.
Hallelujah.
I think everyone who stuck it out with us, I think everyone who has been along this journey with us as we've went through this podcast. If you're interested in further podcasts, stay tuned. We're going to be putting out these. I'm not set on the schedule, but if we have enough content, I'm going to release it when I can. You can check us out on Facebook, on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram, on all of them. And we're here for you. You know, if the end result of this podcast and all of this is that there's 1,000 more people praying deliverance, I'm going to be ecstatic, okay? I know Brother Randy would be too.
Hey, if it's 100, we'll be ecstatic.
Right.
But we're going to believe for exceedingly more, abundantly more we could ever hope or ask for.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we appreciate you for liking, reviewing, and sharing this podcast with anyone. And we appreciate all of your comments and testimonials. It brings us so much joy to read these things. You know, we get messages from people. Thank you so much. My life is so different. And, you know, I'm just like, praise Jesus. You know, that's hallelujah, right?
Hallelujah.
Next episode will be me interviewing Brother Randy on his testimony and how he got into deliverance.
Hallelujah.
So that'll be a very interesting one because he's got some stories, folks. Well, as for me and Brother Randy, shalom. Have a blessed one. Thank you for listening.
Blessings.